Okay, speaking of buses and school and kids, anyone who's been a parent has probably suffered through the excruciatingly embarrassing moment when your little darling lets loose with a word that he or she undoubtedly picked up at school or on the bus or daycare, never at home. Well, that universal family moment is the subject of a wonderful new children's book written and illustrated by my next guest. It's called The Very Inappropriate Word. It's about a typical little boy named Michael who loves collecting words, all kinds of words. Author Jim Tobin joins us here in the studio. And the last time we talked, it was a great conversation about the history of streaking at the University of Michigan. And now here we are talking about cussing.
I know. I actually think about serious, non-dirty things, but I just don't write about them, I guess.
Welcome back. And with Jim is illustrator Dave Coverley, who draws the award-winning cartoon strip Speed Bump and who works out of his attic studio here in Ann Arbor. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much.
Well, I have to say, as a mother and now a grandmother, I found this just a delicious book in so many ways. I have to ask you, Jim, what got you thinking about doing a children's book about a child picking up a big old cuss word?
Well, Dave may remember better than I do when we came up with this idea. This is our second book together, and we were looking for a new topic. And somehow it was the title itself that occurred to us.
Yeah, I think it was you. I mean, I think it occurred to you.
Yeah.
Because that's a word you hear all the time, inappropriate, like especially inappropriate. At school and things. Yeah. Is like that's a very inappropriate thing to do, a thing
yes.
to say, et cetera. And inappropriate, I think we were talking about inappropriate.
What is it?
Why that word and what does that mean and what does it mean to kids?
And it's a total adult word aimed
exactly.
down because you
exactly.
never hear that aimed up unless
exactly.
they're parroting
exactly.
you.
And as the book points out at one turn in the story, Michael is told this is an inappropriate word that he has picked up. And he realizes very quickly that that's just the adult word for bad. Adults these days, we sort of hedge. We don't want to label something bad or dirty.
Right.
So we say, oh, it's inappropriate. Well, the kid knows what the adult really means by that.
Tell us a little about Michael.
Michael developed in some ways, Michael is really more, I think, Dave's creation than mine. When I think of him now, I think of the way Michael looks. The idea, you know, the idea started with a little boy who got caught up with this inappropriate word. And it did occur to me that all of a sudden when I was starting to do the text that this was a little boy who was really fascinated by words. He loves all kinds of words. And so the sort of conceit of the story is that he literally collects these words, which are not floating around in space as speech. They're actually solid objects.
Yeah.
And so in Dave's drawing, they become these actual word balloons that he can take home with him.
And tuck them under his bed where
yeah,
little boys keep their treasures.
That's right, where kids keep their treasures. Mm-hmm. And so he's got a big box of words under his bed.
Dave, I love the way you chose to let us see how Michael hears this word.
Oh, thanks.
Tell us a little about that.
Well, I mean, that was sort of the crux of the book and the problem we needed to solve with the book was the fact that you've got a kid who loves words mm-hmm. and he collects words. But how do you show that?
Yeah.
The only way to show that was to actually show the words. And then when you show the words, to have them be things that he literally collects so that when he has these things, then you can use them.
And it gave you great fun with your word bubbles because
yeah,
you could
exactly.
make it a brick or a stretchy
right.
thing or whatever.
So when you see the words, they look like
yes.
the word balloons look like the words. And so when he collects them, he can do different things with them. And so from my perspective, I mean, having the inappropriate word, it was pretty easy to come up with, you know, you use those. Jim found out it's called a Grawlix,
okay.
all the little symbols inside of
it. We all know them, the lightning bolts,
right.
the comic
yeah.
book. And I thought it was a delicious touch to have mom fixing the toilet and boom, out comes the word.
Yeah.
Where did the thought process go that it's going to be mom and she's got the tools hanging out of her jeans and she's fixing the toilet?
Well, I think the fact is that, you know, our generation of parents, at least the people I hang out with, we do use swear words. Mm-hmm. We try not to use them in front of our kids, but sometimes accidentally we do.
Yes, we do.
So, yeah, we, you know, kids hear words on the school bus and it's on the playground, but they hear them from their parents too. And many parents swear fairly indiscriminately. Yeah, so I think we wanted to do this in a subtle way that parents would recognize themselves in the story. So,
but I also love that you have mom fixing it. You didn't have the typical predictable, well, dad's home and whacks his finger with a hammer and cusses.
Well,
kudos for that.
Wives fix toilets too.
Yeah, that's what I love about Jim's writing though. It's been described as repertorial because it's very straightforward, but it's full of surprises. I mean, it's really, really easy to draw for the things that Jim writes because he lays them out, but he gives you room sort of to work. And so you say things like that with the mom fixing the toilet. And it's like for me, boom, I see the image and it's like that's so much fun as an illustrator to be able to do that.
You didn't turn this into the predictable mom or dad scolds little Michael or the teacher scolds little Michael. You really turned it into a wonderful teachable moment.
Well, yeah, we liked the idea of this smart teacher who has probably dealt with this problem many times before. And I think the idea just was that she wanted to show Michael, not that this was a bad word, which I think makes it more attractive to kids. We like bad things. We like horror movies. Yeah. We like scary stuff.
Kind of stuff. Yeah.
We're fascinated by bad things. We just don't talk about them openly that way. We don't talk about our fascination with them. Kids feel that. This teacher recognized that, but what she really recognized was that Michael loved all words. And the best thing was to redirect him to the library in a search for a whole bunch of cool words, not just this one, which he's going to keep and he's going to use at some point, but to reinforce his love of words generally.
And
so that's where the story goes.
And it kind of takes the power away from the shiny new word because he's got a whole bunch of more appropriate shiny new words.
You totally nailed it because that's what we talked about. That's what we talked about the most is how do you wrap up this kind of thing? Because once he has the word, you don't unhave the word.
Yeah.
You know, you always have that. So what do you do with that? You can't just say, oh, never use that again. And Michael ends the book by saying, I'm never using that word again, because that doesn't happen.
No.
And kids are smart. They know that doesn't happen.
If anything, they will use it more if you say never use that word again.
Exactly.
One more thing before we wrap up, and I wanted to get your thought process and on the fact that this is clearly a multiracial family. What went into that? Was that the illustrator just kind of taking that and deciding to apply that? Or?
It was.
It was.
I decided to ask forgiveness instead of permission.
Permission.
Yeah, because I really liked that idea, and I liked the blended family. I liked the it went in sort of concert with having mom fix the toilet. I mean, I wanted this to look like a book that could be for everybody and anybody. And I mean, obviously you have to pick a gender, and we felt early on, I mean, Jim knew immediately that it had to be Michael.
Part of that was that our first book was called Sue McDonald Had a Book, and that's about a little girl.
Yeah.
So it was
and
time.
The next book we're going to do a boy.
Right. Yeah. But it worked better, I think
so
for a boy to do this.
The Very Inappropriate Word with Jim Tobin, illustrated by Dave Coverley. And it was really fun talking to both of you, and a very fun book. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.